There are now criminal fraud charges against four defendants in the EB-5 investment scheme in the Northeast Kingdom. The defendants include Ariel Quiros and Bill Stenger, who both pleaded not guilty in federal court earlier this week. The indictment centers on a planned biotech facility in Newport, which was never built. Vermont Commissioner of Financial Regulation Michael Pichak was part of the state investigation that led to the uncovering of the EB-5 fraud a few years ago. I spoke to Commissioner Pichak earlier this week and asked him what he thought of the new criminal charges.
It continues to, I think, move that healing process and that closure process forward by bringing these criminal charges and making sure that individuals that perpetrate white-collar crimes are dealt with by the criminal justice system in the same way as other crimes. So it's an important case, generally important case, because this was the most massive fraud we've seen, financial fraud. And important to move forward to bring these criminal charges, I think.
Well, in terms of the state's involvement in this, there was a state-run entity known as the Vermont Regional Center that was overseeing EB-5 projects. Federal regulators ordered the regional center to be shut down last summer. Your office appealed that order, arguing for a longer wind-down of the operation. Can you tell me what's the status of the Vermont Regional Center right now?
Yeah, so the Vermont Regional Center continues to execute on the wind-down plan. We were told USCIS did terminate the Regional Center. The Regional Center appealed that decision to an administrative law judge. We hopefully will have a better outcome there. We certainly will look to the federal court system, if not after that. And the thing that's important for your listeners to know is that the Regional Center is not trying to bring in new projects. They're not trying to have their projects raise new money or build new development. We're simply talking about these historic projects that were with the Regional Center before the Jay Peak fraud came to light. So it's important for those projects to make sure that their investors get the full immigration benefit that they were entitled to under the program. And if the Regional Center does not exist, it's going to be impossible for them to achieve that immigration benefit.
Well, going back to the indictment, it says that the Vermont Regional Center began asking detailed questions about this ANC biotech facility back in 2013. And then in the indictment, it says the Regional Center ordered Ariel Quiros and Bill Stenger to stop marketing the project in 2014, but then the office allowed the project to be marketed again less than a year later in 2015. In your view, did the Regional Center at that time fail in its obligation to regulate projects like ANC Bio?
So in 2015, when they were allowed to go back into the marketplace, there was a trust that was put into place that any new money raised had to go into the trust. The project developers, Quiros, Stenger, had no access to that until they provided all of the documentation, all of the financial documentation that the Regional Center was requesting at that time. Obviously, they never did that. They failed to do that. We had to complete our investigation through independent means. So that investor money was never put at financial risk.
But going further back, I mean, do you think the state should have been more skeptical of this project specifically, ANC Bio?
Yes, there's really two points there. One, I think the criminal indictment makes clear that there were a lot of individuals on the Jay Peak side that intentionally misled state and federal officials for a very long time. When you have a fraud situation and someone's actively concealing the facts, it makes it somewhat difficult for the casual observer, to notice that anything's wrong, particularly in this case where some of the developments, some of the buildings actually were going up and they were making quite a bit of fanfare about it. You would never believe that someone could be lying to such a degree if he's so public about it.
But, these were state regulators, not casual observers in this case.
Yeah, so by the time the Department of Financial Regulation got involved, that wasn't until late 2014 into 2015. And within a month of ourselves looking at it, we certainly did have a lot of red flags and began an investigation shortly thereafter.
Well, just, backing up, in light of this indictment, should Vermonters have confidence in Vermont state government's ability to oversee projects like this, particularly complex financial programs like EB-5?
Well, there's no single department that helped advance this investigation more, whether federal or at the state level, than the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. We uncovered many complex issues relating to this fraud over the about 16-17 month investigation. And as a result of that, and working closely with the receiver, Michael Goldberg, working closely with the FBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office, the SEC, we were able to get all of the vendors, all of the unpaid contractors, their money back in full, able to get many of the investors their money back in full. The developments that were developed will be sold, hopefully this year, to a new developer. For example, our department wasn't there for much of this fraud, but when we came in, we were able to detect it quickly and then mitigate it to a great degree.
Michael Pichak is Vermont's Commissioner of Financial Regulation. Michael Pichak, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.